Welcome to Dove for Dream, the podcast version. Here's a quick update, some information that will help you. I was trying to help entrepreneurs, whether you're a startup, whether you're an existing person. Today, I want to tell you something a little bit different, not the typical financing strategy thing. So many people, you know, I do this podcast, I have some things for sale on my website, I give away the free ebook, I have a blog, you know, dovefortheDreamblog.com or dovefortheDream.com is the ebook. dovefortheDream.com/store, got the store. These podcasts, you know, people say, hey, you know, I'd like to learn how to sell some things on the internet, drive some organic traffic. Certainly you can do the pay-per-click with Google or Bing or Yahoo. You can really just set up an account, get a pay-per-click account, and drive traffic, bidding on the clicks. You know, you can pay 25 cents a click, 50 cents a click, $5 a click if you're crazy enough. And, you know, that'll drive some people to your website, and that'll be based on certain keywords. And there's nothing wrong with that. It can be very costly, even at, you know, 50 cents a click. If you have a keyword that is very popular, you may get a lot of clicks through there, which is fine. But if they don't buy, then you're stuck with all those pay-per-click bills, so to speak, and you're spending a lot of money each day or each week. And maybe it's great. Maybe they're buying stuff and that pays for it. Maybe they're not. I just suggest you do some research on the Google keyword tool. There's other keyword tools out there. See what kind of keywords you're going to use, what subject matter, what people are doing already on the internet. And then you type your keyword into one of those keyword tools. You can see how many people are searching on that. You know, for instance, finance, that's a huge, huge niche. Now, type that in. You know, there may be 6 million people doing a search. I don't know. It's some huge number. Now, if you type in Pittsburgh-based financial strategist or something like, you know, something very specific, you're going to get just a few hits. So maybe not as many people will be looking, but you're going to have a higher probability of getting someone to click through that really wants your product or knowledge. I suggest you, whether you use a pay-per-click or not, I suggest you first write an ebook or something that you can give away for free. I suggest you go out there like to distributearticles.com or someone else like that, articlemarketer.com. Write some articles each day or each week. Whatever your business is, whatever your passion is, write an article about it. 300 words or more. Write, post it, put, you know, each of those places gives you the opportunity to put it in your website or your email and contact information afterwards in a special box. And if people like what they read, then they'll click through to your website. Get a lot of organic traffic that way, free traffic. You can blog, set up a blog, and then you link the right keywords and categories to this. You know, I have small business, I have finance, I have different keywords attached to my blogs, and they drive traffic to my website. Same with the podcast. A podcast is basically a video or audio blog. You still assign the keywords and categories. People do a search, and they come across yours, and they will then link to your site eventually. Now, you can link your video and audio podcast to iTunes. You get an iTunes account, and you set up the stream. You link the podcast stream to iTunes. There are literally billions of downloads each year on iTunes. People searching all the time for different subjects. I bet they're searching for your subject. They can download it, play it on their iPod or any other kind of MP3 player in most cases, or on their computer. Maybe they'll listen to it or watch it live, and that will drive traffic. Maybe do some public speaking, write some articles in the local newspaper. Go to places like hubpages.com, H-U-B, PAGES.com, the CNN iReport, do a video, Yahoo Answers, eZine Articles, GoArticles.com. There's a variety of applications out there. You can get the word out for free. Then once you get the people in, you know, do you have something to sell them? Is it going to translate to more business for you? Have a plan. Have a flow chart. Do something so you know how are you getting these people in? What's the sales funnel? Once you get them, what are you going to do? Are you going to charge them an hourly rate? You're going to have an upfront fee? You're going to try to sell them a product, an ebook? Are you going to talk to them, or is it going to be all on email? So it's really not that hard of a process. It does take a little while to write the articles, to build things. The videos and audios do not have to be perfect. You can tell this one, it's not perfect. It's somewhat raw, and people like that to some degree. Make sure it delivers value. Make sure it delivers product knowledge and definite steps. I'd be glad to help you through this. Maybe work through your own podcast or blog or whatever. JimFry@DoeForTheDream.com or 724-238-9799. I wish you the best. Use these ideas to get your name out there so you're the expert, so people look at you as the one they should ask for advice. Become the expert in your field. Become the expert in your passion.